You're listening to Valley Edition. In tiny Del Rey sits one of the nation's most acclaimed organic farms. The Masumoto family has been farming the land there for generations, and now their heirloom peaches are sought after by some of the country's top chefs. But the Masumoto farm is also in transition, a transition of generations. As David Masumoto begins the process of handing over control of the operation to his daughter, Nikiko. The story is the subject of a new documentary called Changing Seasons. There's a special limited screening of the film at the family's farm this Saturday. Nikiko Masumoto joins us now on Valley Edition. Nikiko, welcome.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here.
When the filmmakers behind this new documentary first approached you, what was your family's reaction?
Oh my gosh, I think we were all in shock. Stephen Gong, who's the executive director of the Center for Asian American Media, which is the producing nonprofit, they approached us wanting to just explore filming something. And we had a really great relationship with Stephen. And so a crew, small, very small crew, came down and did just one day of shooting. And we thought it went super well. And we thought originally it was just going to be a short documentary, just a couple minutes long. But then they kept coming back and back and back. And they ended up following us for an entire season. And so we were honored and shocked. And it was also a really fascinating experience being involved with a film because it's a completely new medium for us. You know, my dad writes, I've written a little bit, and we've done storytelling and public speaking, but never film. So the adventure of filming was really interesting.
Did you have an idea about what the filmmakers wanted to do when you started out? Did they have an idea?
The film director, Jim Choi, we had lots of conversations about it, and his style of filming documentary was really rooted in letting the story unfold as he kind of embedded in our lives and observed us. And that was really interesting because we, as a family of writers and performers, tend to want to write out the narrative. And so, I mean, halfway through, we really had a deep understanding of how much trust you really have to have with a film because they're capturing these really intimate lives. And ultimately, we were giving our trust to the director, Jim Choi, and the editor, Chihiro Wimbush, to represent us. And that is a really magical exchange.
How difficult was it to go about your normal activities on the farm or in around the dinner table, whatever it may be, with a camera crew around next to you, standing behind you, and all the other things that go along with that?
Yeah, when they first started coming, I had trouble with it. I kept on kind of trying to hide from the camera because it's kind of awkward. You're supposed to act like they're not there, but there's this big camera that you know is recording every move, and you know you have a microphone on you, so every sound is recorded. But as the year progressed, really the director, the sound tech, the editor, they really became our friends. And so it became much easier and easier to really be as organic as possible.
As organic as possible, indeed. Our guest today is Nikiko Masumoto. She and her family are the subject of a new film called Changing Season on the Masumoto family farm. It is premiering in a local form in a screening at the Masumoto farm on Saturday. This is an RSVP event. We'll give out details on that in a moment. Right now, though, I want to play a clip from the film. And this one deals with one of the central themes of this film, and that's literally the changing seasons and focusing on your dad and his involvement with the farm. Let's listen to this now.
I don't think you choose to be a farmer, and I think it's partly because if you try to make it as a rational decision, it doesn't make sense. You know, you put in hours and hours of your labor, uncertain about the economic return on it. It's physical. It breaks down your body, and as I'm getting older, I'm very aware of that.
Nikiko, when you see that clip and you see your dad and talking about the toll that it's taken on him, not only physically, but also the stress and strain of being in charge of the farm and all of those things, what do you feel inside when you see that?
I feel a really deep inhale because one of the things that I've learned coming back to the farm is not only is this transition about me kind of ascending and learning and growing and reaching for the vision of my future on the farm, but it's also about witnessing and being intimately involved with my parents' aging. And I think that's a side of family farming that we tend not to talk about. We tend to focus on the next generation, which as a next generation, I'm grateful for because, gosh, I have a lot to learn. But the changing season is also about my dad and my mom, but particularly my dad because he's the one I farm next to every day. It's about him reflecting on his life. And this transition is part of it is about letting go.
We have another clip from the film now. This one is more focused on you, Nikika. Let's hear your clip from the film again, Changing Season on the Masumoto Family Farm.
My decision to come back to the Central Valley and live being queer, being mixed race, being progressive. I came home with no illusion that it would be easy. I have found a home for myself here, both on the farm as a peaceful place for me to be free with the trees as my best friends and my family who are amazing human beings. The big picture is resilience, right? The big picture is to continue to do this, to save the family farm for another generation, to keep feeding people.
Go Beach!
That's this renewal that I get from the community of people we have gotten to share our harvests with.
So tell us a little more about what you were just talking about there, Nikiko, as your decision to come back to the valley, come back to the farm. Your dad had to make that same decision as well. How do you feel you can gain some insights from what he went through, but also it's different for you as well?
Yeah, my dad and I, our trajectories are really fascinating because they're very similar. We both went to UC Berkeley. We both had no intentions of coming back to the farm, and we both ended up right back where we grew up. And so one of the ironies of that story is like, gosh, if someone had told me when I was a 17-year-old and I left that I would be following in my dad's footsteps, literally, I would have laughed in their faces. And here I am. And not only am I back in the physical valley and the physical home, but my dad is both my boss, my teacher, my mentor, my friend, my coworker. And so part of our dynamic is really captured in this film, which is of all of these shifting roles. I'm never just an employee. I'm always also a daughter. And part of learning to farm, part of working alongside him has been negotiating all of those similarities and all of those differences.
How do you learn to do that? Is it just by trial and error? Do you have others you lean upon? The one person who has the experience doing that is your
dad.
Because there was another transition before this one.
Right. My dad came back and learned to farm with my Jichon, my grandfather, his father. And we've talked a lot about those double transitions. And so much of it we end up talking about our personalities. My Jichon was a very quiet man. And so a lot of the lessons that my dad learned were in these really subtle silences, really, on the farm. And my dad and I, in contrast, are both very verbal people. And so we end up talking a lot. And so through the years, the first year coming back was challenging. We're both fairly strong personalities. And so I think in an interesting way, I'm so glad you asked that question. It's been a practice for me to cultivate the silence because my dad and I talk so much that in a way I've had to intentionally make room for silence and reflection, that maybe that was what my dad had with my Jichon automatically because of my Jichon style and who he was as a person.
That's fascinating. Full circle in a different way.
Yeah.
Indeed. And Nikiko Masumoto is our guest today, talking about the new film produced on the farm, telling the story of change in generations at one of the nation's foremost organic farms, known for their peaches worldwide, also their raisins and more. Nikiko talking about this film that is premiering, or at least its Valley premiere, Saturday at the farm. It's an RSVP event. We'll give out that information in a moment. Before we do that, when the film was finished, you all sat down, I imagine, in some way to watch this. Did you watch it alone? Did you watch it as a family? What was that like?
The director and editor, Jim and Chihiro, and one of the producers, Don, from the Center for Asian American Media, they came down to the farm and they brought a television screen and brought the latest version of the film. And we sat in our living room, my mom, dad, brother, and I, and we watched this film. And I don't think I've ever had such an intense experience with a film. Watching was like this out-of-body experience, because you never get to see your life the way you see it on film, because you're always in your body. You're always in your life. And, I mean, we all wept. We wept. We laughed. And afterwards, when it was done, there was just this silence that was so full of tenderness. I mean, Jim and Chihiro, they really listened to our lives, and they really made choices in the filming and editing that showcased who we were, and not just the happy side of our family, but also some of the struggles and some of the moments of unexpected tenderness and emotion.
You mentioned some of those unexpected moments. Your dad went through a major situation during the production of this film. Would you care to talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, who would have known at the beginning of the filming that later my dad would go through a triple bypass heart surgery? And that just happened to be during the window that we were filming. And there are moments in his recovery that were completely unexpected, conversations that were captured in this film that when I still watch it, I still cry, because there are these moments of uncertainty between a father and daughter where health and mortality are really present in the room. And what is fascinating listening back to those moments of exchange was I realized in watching the film that while I was processing his life and really bracing for the future, he was still processing the loss of his father. And so there really was an intergenerational experience of his health in the room. Even though my Jichan, my grandfather, has passed away, his story was still very much alive in those moments.
What's it like to see other people watch the film and see their reactions and what they get out of it?
It's the most interesting type of nerve-wracking I've ever experienced in my life, because it's such an intimate window into our lives. And I get nervous every time, even though I don't have to do anything. You know, somebody just presses play. And every time we've shown the film, we've gotten to have a talk-back session, a question and answer period, and I have been really floored by the openness of the audiences. People have come up to us and asked these really beautiful questions along all of these themes that are present in the film: farming and agriculture, the Central Valley as a place for a next generation to take root, death and transition over generations, gender, queerness. The film captures a story about me and my experience of being queer in the Central Valley. And so people have come up to me saying, "You're so brave." And I just am so honored. I don't always feel brave in my everyday life, but these small exchanges help remind me that there is something bold and beautiful about who I am what I'm trying to do, what we're trying to do as a family on our farm.
Nikiko, I understand that in addition to this screening that's coming up in just a few days at your farm in Del Rey, there's also going to be in about a year, a little less than a year, a national broadcast of the film.
Yeah, we're really grateful, really honored. PBS has scheduled our film to air nationally in May 2016. I think the details are still being worked out, but we are just honored to have that kind of reception.
So for people who are interested in seeing the film now, what can they do with the event that's coming up on Saturday, and what are the particulars?
Yeah, we are hosting a outdoor farm screening of the film on our farm. There's just a few spots left that we're keeping for Valley Public Radio listeners. And so you'll have to go to our webpage, www.masumoto.com. And there's a link on our homepage to the registration website where you'll just need to register your name and email so we can email you directions and details. Yeah.
And are there any other screenings or film festivals in the works?
The film has been submitted to a couple different film festivals, one in Hawaii, one in Vancouver, one in San Diego. We're still waiting with our fingers crossed to see if the film gets into those festivals. But it's also scheduled to screen in Houston. An Asian American group there is hosting a screening. And then it's also been scheduled to be a part of a food celebration at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. in October.
Congratulations. This sounds like a great, great occasion indeed. And for the next year, we look forward to all those events that are coming up. The film is called Changing Season on the Masumoto Family Farm. It tells the story of changing generations on one of the valley's premier, one of the nation's premier organic farms, the Masumoto family and their peach farm in Del Rey. Nikiko Masumoto joins us today, one of the subjects of the film. Nikiko, best of luck to you as this film continues to roll out, and congratulations on being part of a successful project like this.
Oh my gosh, thanks so much, Joe.